Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and great service at Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table now, paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Lorde caught up with James Corden on The Late Late Show to talk about her new album, Solar Power, and why she got rid of social media.
I did it because I felt like my brain wasn't working very well anymore. It was horribly difficult, hardest thing I've ever done, still horribly difficult every day. It would be like stopping eating sugar in the first little while of not being on social media was totally like that. I was so crabby. I felt so disconnected. But it's how my life is now.
Kanye's new album, Donda, is already proving a huge hit. The album, named after his mum, who died in 2007, features 26 songs and has already become Apple Music's top album in 131 countries. Or is it Ye's album? Didn't he change his name? Anyway, whoever he is, he's doing pretty well for himself.
A little behind-the-scenes goss from the movie world, Jungle Cruise 2 is in the works with Disney, with The Rock and Emily Blunt back on board. Apple TV Plus is developing a rom-com with Scarlett Johansson and Chris Pine called Ghosted, so Black Widow and Captain America finally get together. That's great. Netflix is also working on a Beverly Hills Cop reboot with Eddie Murphy. And remember the movie Interview with a Vampire starring Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, it's getting a rebooted TV series thanks to AMC, and the guy who played Grey Worm in Game of Thrones, Jacob Anderson, has been cast as the whining vampire Louis.
Oh, Louis, Louis. Still whining, Louis.
Now, after almost a decade, Dexter Morgan is back, and Michael C. Hall and Jennifer Carpenter are here to tell you what to expect when Dexter New Blood premieres on Showtime November 7.
With Dexter, I'm excited to put something out there that answers some questions that have been floating around, which are essentially, what the hell happened to this guy?
Dexter's been away for nearly a decade. What kind of monster will he be?
Ooh. And while we're on this subject, we have a highly anticipated trailer for season 3 of the psychological thriller You, starring Penn Badgley as the disturbed yet charismatic Joe Goldberg, who faces new challenges. A baby is on the way. You season 3 is coming October 15 only on Netflix.
A boy is not what we expected, and I would be lying if I said the thought of a mini-me was purely exciting and not without challenges. So, what to call you? Henry. Choosing your name is the first of a lifetime of decisions I'll make to give you the best life possible, to protect you, to shape who you will become. Who are you going to be? Henry.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.